If you do things every single day and you learn to love the things that you hate and you learn to love the things you don't love and you learn to love the things you don't like and you learn to love the things other people don't like, you learn to love the things other people don't love, and you do it every single day and you don't quit, even if it's 2 minutes a day, 2 minutes a day is worth way more than 2 hours on a Saturday. If you do that every single day, consistently, persistently, without quit, in the pursuit of what you want, not what other people want, not what other people think you want, not what you're missing, not what you don't have, the void, shortages, and obstacles, but what you want, I promise you one thing. If you do what other people don't do, it will tell you all its secrets. I don't really believe that old saying, you know, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. Bullshit. I love what I do. And it's hard sometimes. The simple things are hard sometimes. But I know one thing, because my superpower of mental toughness is I can do stuff every single day. Every single day. And instead of living in the extra mile, I live in an empty mile. An empty mile is where nobody else is. It's less competitive. Why is it less competitive? Because you have all the cheat codes. It's told you all the secrets. I'm not very good at Fortnite. But if I had all the cheat codes of Fortnite, I'd kick my son's ass and all his friends' ass at Fortnite. That's what I do in life. I'm looking for the secrets, and it comes from the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential and being able to learn to love the things you don't love. And how do we do that? Well, first, understanding the conscious, and you can check this out with Dr. Vu, but I believe it's true. You have a cellular memory, and it's a short memory. It's 24 hours. That's why they tell you it takes 21 days to form a habit, break a habit. No, it takes a minimum of 21 days of consistent behavior to talk to your subconscious mind. Now, the subconscious that you have is a beast, because it hosts not just the 10,000 new thoughts that you have every day that's going through your cellular structure, but it has 40,000 of the same thoughts every day in your subconscious. Unfortunately for us, they're genetically and energetically inherited. You're born with a subconscious. And so what happens? The subconscious, 80% of the thoughts, words, beliefs, actions, and feelings that you host in your intermediate memory are negative. And the thing about the subconscious that makes it even exponentially worse is those negative thoughts are repetitive. And so if you're not taking control mentally of what input you're putting into you consistently, persistently, then you're going to be repetitively working against yourself. And that's what people call getting in your own way. It's the negative words, the negative thoughts, the negative beliefs and feelings. You know, if you close your eyes right now, when I say when, you just count down from 10. And when I say now, you say out loud, I love myself, or just say I am, either one. Let's watch what happens. You ready? When I say when, count down in your head, not out loud. But when I say now, state I am. Ready? When? Go quietly. 10, 9. Go ahead. Now.
I am.
Anybody still count down in their head? You can't count down in your head when you're talking. Right? Your words are powerful. Same with your actions, same with your beliefs and feelings. So I want you to realize that, one, if I control everything in the conscious day, the 24 hours I'm guaranteed, except for the last day of your life, and I hope you die in your sleep so you haven't been cheated out of the last day too much. But if you pass in the morning, big deal. Out of 80 years, you were cheated, what, 12 hours or something? It's a great way to look at life. It fires you up that, hey, this is my day. I'm guaranteed it. I'm going to do, say, think, feel, and believe everything in a trajectory of where I think I want to be or better. And time is the dependent variable that everybody misses out on. The exponentiality, as we build a different mindset inside our subconscious, it speaks to that epigenetic layer that Dr. Vu was talking about, which activates your essence, your quantum being. The subconscious is automatically enough. Your quantum being, it is your frequency. It is your essence. It will elevate your awareness, even continually, exponentially, make things even easier than they are. And so how do we do this? How do we control the things we think, say, do, and believe? Is through time. So let's start with the practice of taking the non-negotiables first. If you buy into the fact, anyone not buy into the fact you get 24 hours a day except for the last day of your life? Why? Because time is a dependent variable for all of us. There's only two dependent variables. One is extremely difficult to understand. I study it all the time. For the life of me, I'm not sure I'm ever going to be able to explain it. It's space. I've studied applied mathematics, theoretical physics. I don't think I could explain how space is a dependent variable, but time's easy because everybody knows we have 24 hours. So what are we going to do? We'll use me as an example. I take my calendar, which is what? A platform of time. No matter how you use your calendar on your phone or in a desktop or a piece of paper, and I take the number one non-negotiable in my life, which is sleep. Sleep. Everybody does it. Most people go to bed at night, wake up in the morning more tired than they went to sleep. That's like taking you all out to dinner, 3-4 hour dinner, all the courses, and we all walk out and look at each other and go, oh man, I'm hungry. You want to get some more? That's what people do every day. And sleep's the most powerful thing you have because not only does it allow you to plateau and grow the next day by recovering, but it allows you to access information. It allows you to take the info and put it into action if we understand sleep. I have a sleep coach app for 17 years. I went from wanting to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which I represented, to being in the Pro Sleep Hall of Fame. Because everybody sleeps probably on average 7-8 hours. Imagine if I could be the best sleeper, what that's going to do competitively in my performance. If you're not paying attention to your sleep, make that your number one non-negotiable. So for me, 7 hours non-negotiable. It's in my calendar. Unwinding routine at 9 p.m. I'm up at 4 a.m. Pacific time. So if it's East Coast, it's now midnight unwinding, 7 a.m. with exceptions. Everything I say I'm human has exceptions, but the more consistent and persistent you are, the greater the outcomes will be. Because energy, just like money, just like behavior, it aggregates, accelerates, and it compounds on itself. You get that cheat code, that ease, it's gonna exponentially go from 1 to 2 to 4 to 8 to 16, not 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, back to 2 to 1, back to 2 to 3. So I want you to get that non-negotiable of sleep in the calendar. Then I block off 3 hours more of awake time of non-negotiables. And I start with my health. Obviously, that's important and prioritized by everybody that does this. Right? If you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to take care of anything else, including your faith. Including your faith. I've seen some really faithful people kill themselves because they don't prioritize their health. So I put in a minimum of an hour a day on my health. Then I put in a minimum of time for faith. So whether it's meditation, research, I study the Bible, the Course in Miracles, I study all Bibles, all types of different things to get a understanding of inspiration. That's my fuel. I know I'm connected to something way bigger than me, an omniscient, all-powerful source that loves me, protects me, and promotes me more than my mom. So if I'm not studying, how do I access all of that? I'm 56 years old. Most people cannot keep up with me. Can't keep up with me energetically. You could outrun me now, but you could not keep up with me. Because why? I've learned one thing. We all are connected to the same amount of energy. I just learned not to interfere with it as much as most people on earth. I don't interfere with it with the ego, with the reaction to fear that interferes with the source of energy, feeling punished, blame, shame, justification, a need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty. You know, all those things are sucking away the source of energy that you have been given. And so I take that non-negotiable of time for faith and then family. I'm very pragmatic. Minimum amount of time with the people that are most relative to me, that feed not only feed me the most, but are most relative to me and for that day, the most association for that day. Considering the weather, the flat tire, the in-laws, wherever you are. All of those combine to figure out where and who I should spend my time with each day for a minimum amount of time, non-negotiable. So it's 30 minutes with my wife, minimum, 30 minutes with my 13-year-old who's here with me, minimum, 2 minutes a day, minimum, with my three daughters, 24, 22, and 19. I asked for 5. They gave me 2. But 2 minutes a day is worth more than 2 hours on a Saturday. Every day, I don't miss it. 1 minute with my mom, maybe the best advice I can give you in non-negotiables. If you have parents that are still here, call them, text them, email them every day. Tell them 4 things. I'm happy, I'm healthy, I love you, and appreciate you. If you tell your parents every day those four things, they'll stop making you drive down an hour to fix their screen door when you easily can afford someone that actually knows how. That's all, when they ask you to do stupid shit, it's just because they want to see if you're happy, healthy, love, and appreciate them. They don't care about the screen door. Then I spend a minimum of 10 minutes a day on that relativity, reaching out to the people for that day that are most relative to me. I actually have a list of about 4,000 and some people, and I will just go down. I know some of my friends here, from Dan to Mike to Ken, they'll get a random task. Hey, how you doing? Anything I can be to do a service? It's just because your name came up on my list and I haven't seen you, because if I saw you, I'd check you off and go down. Sometimes it's more than 10 minutes. But after I get through that, then it's finance. I study my calendar, activity I get paid for, activity I don't get paid for, activity I have planned, activity I don't have planned. Most people ignore the activity as well they don't have planned. Let me tell you how powerful the blank space in your calendar is. That's where everybody gets lost. Imagine if wherever you went, you went to Costco at noon, you went to the Rolling Stones concert at SoFi, you came to, the airport. Imagine everywhere that you went, there was a VIP parking place waiting for you. How much time, emotion, energy, and money you would save if everywhere you went, there was a spot waiting for you, save for David Meltzer. That's what the white space in your calendar is. Because if you develop a well-developed plan of non-negotiables and negotiables, activity you have planned and unplanned, paid for and unpaid for, and your sleep, I promise you one thing, God will laugh at you. The more well-developed of a plan you come up with, God's gonna say, no, 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 no. You don't know what you don't know. I'm the omniscient. I'm the all-powerful. And since you think you're in control, I'm gonna give you an indicator that you have a better place to be. It's called pain, setbacks, failures, and mistakes. I'm gonna indicate to you that don't touch the stove. I'm gonna slap your hand and scream at you. You just don't know the stove's gonna burn you, or the partnership's gonna burn you, or the relationship's gonna burn you, or that business deal's gonna burn you, or buying that car, house, boat, plane is gonna burn you. You don't know it. And if you think you're in control with your well-developed plan, I'm gonna give you a little bit of pain to push you along, because I'm here to what? Just like your mom. Protect, promote, and love you. The only difference is, unlike your mom, your source, your God, religion, spirituality, philosophy, or theory, whatever you believe in, and I challenge all of you, because I don't care what labels you use, labels are for shampoo. You tell me about your God, I'll tell you that 99.9% of all gods, they're much bigger than you, and they love you, protect you, and promote you at all times more than your mom. If that doesn't get you fired up all day and give you confidence and inspiration, I don't know what it is.